historical, cultural relic Dao Pagoda. Kanhua Commune, Yen Kan District, Ninh Binh Province. Dao Pagoda is an ancient pagoda, located in Chua Hamlet, Kanhua Commune, Yen Kan District, Ninh Binh Province. Established during the reign of King Lai Thai Tong, however, the pagoda bears the mark of the architectural style of the Tran Dynasty. The south-facing pagoda, which is situated on a 5,000 square meter land lot, was recognized as a national historical and cultural relic. Its Vietnamese ancient name was Linh Gia Si, Linh Gia Si, Linh Nha Tu, also known as Phu Dao. A pair of calligraphy couplets hang on the three entrance gate indicates the role of Dao Pagoda under two dynasties of Lai and Tran. Li Chao E Chi Chen Chao E Zing Wan Gu Ming Lan. Tian Zhu Yi Wei the Zhou Yi Li Tian Nian Sheng Ji. Rendered as, the Lai dynasty established, the Tran dynasty thrived, this pagoda evermore. The pillars of heaven are sturdy, the axis of the earth is sustainable, forever that seen. Overview of Dao Pagoda, Kanhua Commune. According to Southern History Early Edition and Thai V Royal Family Tree, during the second invasion of the Yuan, Mongol, 1285, having to encounter the dominant strength of the enemy, King Tran Than Tong resorted to dispatch the royal court and his army to Trong Yen, Ninh Binh in order to establish a military base to resist the enemy and save the country. Prince Ngu Cao Wong obeyed his father's order to bring troops to guard the Ma Lang area, the present-day area of Dao Pagoda, Kanhua Commune. This coastal area is approximately 10 kilometers south of Trong Yen military base as the crow flies. The prince established a quite solid fortress here. 1 year after the second war against the Yuan Mongol army, 1285, Princess Hian Tu came here to visit her younger brother, Prince Ngu Cao Wong, and to console the soldiers. Falling in love with the beautiful scenery of Dao Pagoda, the princess asked the king to allow her to be ordained as a Buddhist in the pagoda. King Tran Than Tong granted the princess 173 acres of fields as a donation for the pagoda. She renovated and expanded Dao Pagoda, and built the road leading into the pagoda in the shape of a winding dragon, making it the main road of Yen Wei District. Since then, Dao Pagoda has become famous throughout the region. Monks, nuns, and Buddhists from across the country came to worship Buddha at Dao Pagoda. They came not only to worship Buddha, but also to meet and visit the princess and prince. Later, people worshipped the prince and princess at Dao Pagoda. Architecture of Dao Pagoda. Entering from the southwest are three main doors, passing through the brickyard to reach the front hall with seven tall compartments and rafters. The relief paintings are carved with dragon, Lai, fantasy animal, tortoise, and phoenix, four sacred animals. Only the middle compartments is wide with a door, the remaining four compartments on both sides are built with walls, and the last two compartments with both gables have small doors. In the front hall, there are two tall statues of the Dharma protector sitting on a crocodile, more than 3 meters high, that look colossal, and the statues of Duck Ong, on the right, and Duck Than Hien, on the left. Connected to the front hall is the central hall. Behind the central hall is the three-compartment temple, with two narrower compartments on the sides. The unique thing about the Hien temple is that the middle compartment has a rectangular stone of Tran Dynasty lotus pedestal, more than 3 meters long, 1.5 meters wide, 1 meter high. This is a unique stone pedestal. The border is large lotus petals, carved in a concave and convex style, with seals and soft patterns on three sides. On the stone pedestal are three statues of Tam Thế. On the right wall there is a statue of the Queen Mother of the Tran Dynasty, and on the left wall there is a statue of the King Father of the Tran Dynasty. Dao Pagoda is a relatively large relic area, currently retaining some precious relics of the Tran and later Le dynasties such as lotus stone pedestals and Dien Than's tail, while the rest of the building carries architectural elements of the recent Nguyen dynasty. Up to now, Dao Pagoda has undergone many restorations and embellishments to promote the value of the monument, contributing to preserving a valuable heritage in the nation's history, educating the tradition of loving one's homeland and country. at the same time serving the needs of tourism and improving the cultural and spiritual life of the people. Dao Pagoda Festival. Every 3 years, Dao Pagoda holds a big festival in the years of rat, horse, cat, and rooster. This festival lasts 3 days and 3 nights on the commemoration of Princess Hian Tu's death, February 29th, lunar calendar. Due to the lack of February in the lunar calendar, it is called the 30th day. Every year, the Thai Vi Temple Festival, belonging to the Tham Koc, Vik Dom tourist area, takes place from the 14th to the 16th day of the third lunar month to commemorate the merits of the Tran kings who came here to establish the Wu Lam Palace as at the rear of the resistance war against the Mongols. The people of Khan Hoa commune also brought palanquins there to attend the festival. Thai Vi Temple Festival is the general village festival, because these villagers all worship Tran kings and Tran dynasty generals. Right from the afternoon of March 14th, the villagers of Van Lam opened the gate of the temple and took the holy incense bowl to the communal house. Legend has it that in the past, this was the place where mandarins went to report before entering the Wu Lam Palace to have an audience with King Tran. On the morning of March 15th, the villagers of the ancient Wu Lam commune would carry palanquins of their villagers' saints to Kak communal house for worship. First, Khe Dao, upper and lower village, the eldest, brother, village, will carry the holy palanquin through the villages, Shanang, Kha Luang, Han Kang, Hat Rao, Tuan Kao. To each village, the palanquin followed. Both Dao Pagoda, Khan Hoa, Yen Khan, worshipping Prince Ngu Kao Wong and Princess Hian Tran of the Tran dynasty were also brought here. Besides, the great gathering is held only once every 60 years, lasting for 5 days and nights at Dao Pagoda, which is truly rare and unique. Only Dao Pagoda has it. That is the uniqueness of Dao Pagoda. This traditional cultural beauty is being preserved and promoted as the national cultural identity meets the daily needs of the people.